All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. We're going to launch into a set of mostly new music here before we launch into our final theme of the show, which, of course, is going to be a sort of Thanksgiving-y kind of theme. A brand new multi-giganto box set just came out, or is coming out very soon, for Paul Simon called The Complete Albums Collection. And they're nice enough to send out a nice little radio sampler called Rarities from the Complete Albums Collection. And we're going to take a track from it right now. Paul Simon, yeah, and Like a Rock on Out of the Woods.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory, and I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. My books and my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an and a rock can feel no pain, and an island never cries.
However long I stay, I will always was the wounded knight that bore the Rowan shield. Loud and cruel were the raven's cries that feasted on the field, saying, "Beck, water cold and clear will never clean your wounds. There's none but the maid of the winding mere who can make thee hale and soon. So course well, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the mountain hare, whose coat is as gray as the west water, or as white as the lily fair, who said green moss and heather bands will never staunch the flood. There's none but the witch of the west mere lands who can save thy dear life's blood. So then turn, turn your stallion's head till his red mane flies in the wind, and the rider of the moon goes by, and the bright star falls behind. And it's clear was the paly moon when his shadow passed him by. Below the hill was the brightest star when he heard the hooded cry, saying, why do you ride this way? And wherefore came you here? I seek the witch of the west mere lands who dwells by the winding mere. Well then fly free, a good grey hawk, to gather the golden rod, and face your horse into the clouds above yon gay green wood. And it's weary by the Ol's water and the misty brake fern way, till through the cleft of the Kirkstone pass the winding water lay. He said, lay down me brindled hounds, and rest me good grey hawk, and thee my steed may graze thy fill, for I must dismount and walk. Oh, but come when you hear my horn, and answer swift the call, for I fear the sun shall rise this morn, you may serve me best of all. And it's down to the water's brim is borne the Rowan shield, and the golden rod he has cast in to see what the lake might yield. And wet rose she from the lake, and fast and fleet went she, one half the form of a maiden fair with a jet-black mare's body. And then loud, long, and shrill he blew till his steed was by his side. High o'erhead his grey hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, course well, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the jet-black mare. Stoop and strike me, good grey hawk, and bring me the maiden fair. She said, pray sheath thy silvery sword, lay down thy Rowan shield, for I see by the briny blood that flows you've been wounded in the field. And she stood in a gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain. She has kissed his pale lips aints, and twice and three times round again. And she's bound his wound with a golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay. And he has risen hale and soned with the sun high in the day. She said, ride with your brindled hounds at heel, and your good grey hawk in hand. There's none can harm a knight was slain with the witch of the west fair land.
That's Mist-Covered Mountains here on Out of the Woods, and the Witch of West Merlands, new stuff. And that comes from their CD called This Distant Shore. That's a trio featuring Donna Hebert, Max Cohen, and I don't have the disc in front of me, so I can't tell you who. That is Donna's daughter, I do believe, singing that song. So I believe she is a Hebert as well. We had Donna Hebert and Max Cohen in there also with Morning Song and Marche du Célibataire from their CD Orange on Blue. And we also had in there Capper Callie from the brand new CD called At the Heart of It All, and one called The Marches. And I always thought they were an Irish group, but my good friend Joe Ballard straightened me out this week and told me they were Scottish. But I was looking at the notes on here, and some of the guests are definitely Irish. We heard Jarlath Henderson playing the Irish pipes on that track. And I see some other names on here that look vaguely familiar and look very Irish. But Jerry O'Connor plays a banjo on track 4, if you're wondering. But yeah, good stuff there. And before that, we had Gene Mann. And if you were sitting there wondering, what on earth is that song? I know I've heard it somewhere before. That's because it's The Cure. Do you remember The Cure from way, way back when? Yeah, The Cure, that new wave band from the 80s. And started off the set there, a nice alternate version of Paul Simon's Like a Rock from the new collection called the Complete Albums Collection. And that's a radio sampler called Rarities from the Complete Albums Collection. I don't think you can get that individual disc, but yeah, all of the albums. And it's a lot of them, too, if you go out there and take a look at that thing online. It's a mammoth set. Paul Simon. Great stuff. All right, well, we're going to get back on track here and take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.